Damn it, I said, looking up the steps toward the temple at their summit. Shadows moved inside. Damn it! I looked around me wildly and suddenly felt a hand grasp mine, where I clutched my staff. Murphy shook my hand until I looked at her. Sonya and I will stay here, she said, panting. We'll hold them until you get Maggie. I looked down the slope of the pyramid. Hundreds of the Red Court were coming up, and they were tearing free of their flesh masks now, revealing the monsters beneath. Hold them? It would be suicide. The swords gave their wielders immense power against things out of nightmares, but it didn't make them superhuman. Murphy and Sonya had both been fighting for 20 minutes, and there is no aerobic exercise that compares with the physical demands of combat. Both of them were breathing hard, growing tired. Suicide. But I needed to get up there. Dresden, Martin called. Come on! I hadn't even realized he was shaking me, trying to get me up the stairs. I guess I was getting pretty tired, too. I narrowed my focus to Martin, to the stairs up, and tried to ignore the burning in my arms, my legs, my chest. I drew in a sharp breath, and it was like inhaling sudden cool, clean wind. I thought I heard someone whispering to me, something in a tongue I didn't understand, but I knew my queen's voice. I became aware that a cloud of white mist and vapor was gathering around me as I continued, a little faster, the humid air of the Yucatan boiling around the frost that had formed on my armor. Then the cold washed away the hot fatigue, and I felt the ice flowing into me, implacable, merciless, relentless. My legs began to churn like the pistons of an engine. Suddenly, one step per stride simply wasn't enough, and I started flying up them two at a time, rapidly leaving Martin behind. I reached the top, and a half-breed jaguar warrior flung himself toward me. I snarled, batted his sword aside with mine, and lashed out with one foot, landing a stomping kick in the center of his chest. His sternum cracked audibly, and he flew backward as if hit by a truck. He hit the stone wall behind him hard enough to shake dust from the roof overhead and crumpled like a broken toy. Which was exactly the kind of power the Winter Knight was supposed to have, and I watched the poor idiot drop with satisfaction. The square temple had four doorways, one on each side, and in the one to my immediate right, a vampire, torn free of its flesh mask, appeared, a jaguar skin still draped over its shoulders. It clutched an obsidian knife in its hand, the Red King's dagger. It was the vamp he dispatched to kill Maggie. Fog of war, huh? I asked him, and felt myself smiling. Buddy, did you ever walk through the wrong door at the wrong time? Its eyes flicked to the floor to my left for an instant, and I looked too. Maggie crouched there, directly between the altar and the door on my left, chained and shivering, huddling low to the ground, as if hoping to be overlooked. Go on, I said, looking back at the vampire. I bounced the sword in my hand lightly. White mist poured off the blade, so did a few snowflakes. Go for it, tough guy. Take one step toward that girl and see what happens. The door opposite me suddenly darkened. The Red King and no fewer than four of his lords stood there, gold masks shining, throwing back weird reflections from the dazzling array of flickering lights and fires in the darkness outside. His face twisted with rage, and his will and the wills of the lords behind him fell upon me like blows from individual sledgehammers. I staggered, planted my mentor's staff firmly on the stone floor, and barely kept myself from being driven to the ground. Now, the Red King said, his voice strangled with fury. Put that little bitch on the altar. One of the lords stepped forward and bent down to seize the child by her hair. Maggie screamed. No! I shouted. The Red King stepped forward and kicked the corpse of the dead woman from the altar. Mortal, he spat, still so certain that his will matters. But you are nothing, a wisp, a shadow, here and then gone, forgotten. It is fated. It is the way of the universe. He jerked the ritual knife from the hands of the warrior and glared at me, his true nature writhing and twisting beneath his skin. The Lord dragged the screaming child to the altar, and the Red King's black eyes gleamed. "This is your only role, mortal," he said. "Your only grace, the only thing you are truly meant to do." He stared at Maggie and bared his teeth, all long fangs, slaver running out of his mouth and down over his chin.
"Die!"